Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got one of my best friends with me, Mitch Stevens, the real estate investor that's done amazing, amazing stuff for the past year. So we're going to learn some stuff today.
Welcome back to Real Estate New. Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Hey, Scott, how you doing? Glad to be here.
Good, good, good. Hey, how's the San Antonio market?
Hotter than a pistol?
Yeah. We are down to, we used to keep around 400 to 500 houses on the market here in San Angelo. We're down to 110 listings is all we have through our MLS.
Wow, so you're getting multiple offers like on every house
and
above asking price?
And to get $5,000 to $10,000 over full price is not unusual right now.
Well, so do you see that as good or bad?
Both. For investors, that's what I was going to ask you, because I know you buy a lot of real estate. It's a lot harder to find something because people are paying so much money. For the sellers, it's great. I mean, they're getting premium price for their houses.
Well, you know, it hasn't changed a lot for me as an investor because I don't deal where everything's fine. I deal in chaos. I deal with people that have to move right now. They don't have choices. No, they have to make a move or a lot of times get nothing, like forced with a foreclosure, or they just, I deal in situational property. There's either a situation with the property itself or there's a situation with the person. So my numbers haven't changed at all. They're just a lot easier to sell when I get done with them.
But let's start from the basics. I mean, you started this, what, 30 years ago, doing what you're doing?
Yeah, 27 years ago.
Okay. And you've written several books. But kind of tell people, if you don't mind, if you share your life story, or your business life story with them, and how it's done. And it's not done easily either. You've earned every penny you've made. But kind of, if you don't mind explaining that to everybody, it's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, my name is Mitch Stevens. I have a high school education. I was about 34 years old when I finally figured out where I was supposed to be, which was in the real estate investing business. I have bought a house every 4 to 5 days for over 2.5 decades.
Wow.
In or about my hometown. So I specialize in buying houses with OPM, other people's money. I borrow 100% of my acquisition price from private lenders. Today, you know, 27 years later, after gaining a reputation of consistently making my payments, I have about $26 million of other people's money out on the streets right now as we speak, which I will be making payments on the first. And I specialize in buying my houses at steep discounts. I shoot for 50 cents on the dollar of what I can owner finance them for. So when I sell my properties, I sell my properties with seller financing, and I carry the notes. So Mitch Stevens is not a landlord. He's not a flipper. I am a bank. I'm a bank. And I seller finance about 70% of my houses. If you do the math, I've done about 100 houses a year for 2.5 decades. And I retail about 27% of my houses, usually because the people around me need a paycheck. And I wholesale about 3% of my properties because I'm not really in the wholesale business, but there are some properties that I just rather not deal with. Am I doing good so far, Scott?
You're doing great. I got to tell the people. In fact, Mitch, I've copied you on this one saying of yours almost on my listing agreements when people say, well, I need to fix my house up. I said, will you tell me about one of my best buddies in San Antonio? He's an investor. When he walks in a house and it stinks really bad, it's bad, he takes a big old breath and says, smells like money to me. And I've used that several times.
Yeah. You know, one of the greatest strategies in the world for me as an investor was buy it, do not fix it, seller finance it for double, and watch the person making me the payments every month go over budget, remodeling my collateral. It's the greatest plan on the planet.
That's just good business.
Because when you buy a house and don't fix it, that means you can buy it at 10 a.m. in the morning. It can be for sale by 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and there's no risk. because all the risk is in the rehab. All the time is in the rehab. So when you don't do a rehab, you eliminate the time and the risk. And the good news is I'm the financier. So I can finance not only the house, but I can finance the hole in the roof and the four broken windows and the door that's off the hinges. I finance it all.
Well, and well, you're smarter than me. I just bought a house over by our base here, Goodfella, and I remodeled it to do a little flip. And I was about $15,000 over budget. So by not remodeling, you're way ahead of the game.
Well, let's take a poll. Everybody out there in the audience who is doing rehabs, everyone who goes over budget, raise your hand. The rest of you are liars.
Yes, that's the truth, though. I've never done a project. I just got through building a house, and I only missed it by about $100,000. So, of course, I know you're experiencing that in San Antonio, too, but, you know, it wasn't less than a year ago, I could buy a 4x8 sheet of plywood for under $9. Now I'm paying $37 a sheet.
Unbelievable.
So the only fear factor I have right now, you know, I still do a lot of development, is the cost of new construction is getting way out of whack.
Yeah, it sure drives up the value of the properties that you own, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I was hoping you'd go that way. So just think of how much more your real estate's worth that you are carrying the notes on than it was when you did it.
Or your rental houses, or your commercial buildings, or whatever you own, whatever you're renting, you know?
Well, I know a long, long time ago, you and your dad got in the storage business. How's that going?
I'm completely full. I'm trying to expand with every square foot of extra land I have. I started the storage business in 1991 with 13 little boats, dry storage, boat storage. You know, where you park your boat on land in a little garage. And I grew it to 1,300 units. You know, and I'm trying to build some more, but I'm scared of what the cost is. Like you said, I can't get a handle on how much things are going to cost from day to day here.
Well, I'm actually adding a little carport on the side of my office for the agents to keep as hot as it gets here in the summer. Just because it's taken me so long to get through the city, the cost of the materials have doubled since I started the project, or was going to do the project. That's how much things are going up.
Yeah, I had a lumber order the other day for $12,000. And I couldn't get to it that week, so I went the next Monday, and it had gone up $1,000.
Yeah. Or like our lumber yards here, where I used to get a quote for the lumber package, they'd give me 3 or 4 months. They give you 2 days now.
Wow.